And why Times blames GOP governors for causing havoc by busing border crossers to Democrat sanctuary cities. By John Binder on August 5, 2022. The New York Times is blaming Republican governors for causing havoc by busing border crossers welcomed by the Biden administration to Democrat sanctuary cities. As Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R., continue busing border crossers and illegal aliens to Democrat sanctuary cities. The Times published a piece titled GOP Governors Cause Havoc by Busing Migrants to East Coast, where Republicans are seemingly blamed for President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release operation. The Times reports, a political tactic by the governors of Texas and Arizona to offload the problems caused by record levels of migration at the border is beginning to hit home in Washington. As hundreds of undocumented migrants arriving on the governor's free bus rides each week increasingly tax the capital's ability to provide emergency food and housing. Emphasis added. With no money and no family to receive them, the migrants are overwhelming immigrant nonprofits and other volunteer groups, with many ending up in homeless shelters or on park benches. Five buses arrived on a recent day, spilling young men and families with nowhere to go into the streets near the Capitol. Emphasis added. About 15 faith and community-based groups in Washington have opened their doors to the migrants, offering them meals, showers and hygiene items during daylight hours. But the increase in the frequency of buses, from 2 to 4 a day to now sometimes 8, has depleted donations and exceeded capacity, and many volunteers have contracted COVID-19, said Ms. Scherf. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News exclusively reported, migrant buses from Texas have started arriving at New York City's Port Authority near the New York Times building. One bus that arrived on Friday was filled with mostly single male adults who have no ties to the United States. The number of border crossers and illegal aliens that sanctuary jurisdictions like Washington, D.C., and New York City have had to absorb pales in comparison to the levels experienced by American border communities. Since April, for example, Abbott has sent over 6,200 border crossers and illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. Ducey has likewise sent about 1,000 since May. Compare that roughly 7,200 figure to the 7,100 border crossers and illegal aliens who inundate American border communities every day for months as a result of Biden's catch-and-release agenda. That operation has transformed the U.S.-Mexico border into a checkpoint for border crossers and illegal aliens where they are apprehended, briefly detained, and then sent on their way with work permits, and sometimes cell phones, into American communities. Soon, the Biden administration will entice foreign nationals to make the often deadly journey to the southern border by providing government-issued identification cards so they can more freely travel throughout the U.S. interior and access public benefits. From February 2021 to May 2022, the Biden administration released over 1 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. The administration has yet to reveal how many were released in June and July. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.